But if you ask me, you know, what's a miss that shows that I'm doing the right thing, you know, a miss that I don't get upset about, it's like, okay, well, that's in the budget. At least I'm trying to do the right thing. If I miss a volley in the net, I'm okay with it. If I miss a volley, you know, 30 feet long, that means I was late. I might have overswung. I tried to do too much. That's a problem. That's not a good habit. And I don't think Ryan missed a volley long all weekend. He was, you know, he missed a couple in the net, sure, but everything was super compact, super in front, and very loose. And also, the more in front you are with your volley, right, the smaller your swing is.
We are Selkirk. We are pickleball.
Pickleball?
Yeah, pickleball.
All ages, family, friends, dinks, drives, Ernie's, ATVs, and whatever this is. 10 years in and just getting started. Here and not going anywhere. We are you, and you are who we work for. Family-owned, USA-made, pickleball-proud. Selkirk Sport. We are pickleball.
All right, we are back with another episode of my show. So this weekend, we just had a Major League Pickleball in Miami, which is sort of like my home tournament. We had a ton of fun with it. And Ryan Fu actually subbed in for me on the last day. I had a little bit of a lower back, you know, some pain in the lower back, not a big deal. We had already clinched the playoffs. So I decided, okay, I'm just going to rest it, make sure I'm all good for the playoffs. And a guy named Ryan Fu subbed in for me and won his men's match against the Fives. Annalise team played super well, and everybody was talking about how fast his hands are, and he has some of the fastest hands in the game in the world. Ryan Fu does, and he's only, you know, he's a newer player. He's on the rise. Check him out on Instagram, by the way, Ryan Fu PB. He's going to be a complete star. I mean, he playing at an elite level, and everybody wants to know, how do you get as fast of hands as Ryan Fu? And there's a few different things that Ryan does so well that I think we can all kind of copy. I think it's always super important to copy the pros. And a couple quick things here are, Ryan is about as loose with his arm as he could possibly be on his volleys. We always talk about that. And he is just like loosey-goosey as possible. And that's one of the things that I think makes his hands so fast, because it's, you can't stress this enough in pickleball. You do not know where the ball is going, right? When you're volleying the ball in tennis, you have a ton of time to just hit a forehand volley like this and a backhand volley like this. You'll see players prepare here and then they hit it because they've got all the time in the world. You know, in tennis, you're not really trying to optimize for your reaction time, because generally when you hit a volley, you know whether it's going to be a backhand or a forehand. And in pickleball, you have no idea whether you're going to be hitting a backhand or a forehand on your volley most of the time. So you want to be as loose as possible when you're in this position, because the looser you are here, the more quickly you can move right, left to right. So the tighter you are, or stiff you are, the harder it is to switch. And since you're basically just kind of looking at the ball, right, and somebody's speeding it up at you, you don't know exactly where it's going. You can't just prepare here and be ready to hit it. It's just a reaction-based thing. The way to have your hand move as quickly as it possibly can and just get to the spot it needs to go is basically you're just looking at the ball and you're relaxed and you're, you know, look at it as quickly, as early as you can off the paddle of your opponent, and then your hand will just go there. It's like catching, you know. If somebody throws a ball to you fast, you don't think, catch up here by my right shoulder, and then do it. You just do it. And that's kind of how it is. You don't have time to think. So Ryan told me that when he's volleying, he's just completely blank of mind, empty of mind. He's just a blank slate, and he's as loose as possible, and he lets his hand and his paddle do the work. And I'm the exact same way. And I think if you look at the players that have the fastest hands, I would imagine they're all pretty similar in that regard. They're not overthinking it. The last thing you want to be doing is thinking when you're trying to, you know, anticipate a speed up. And really, it's just an instinct thing. It's just you're there, you're in the moment, you're present, and you're not thinking. And that's the way to do it. I don't think there's another way to really do it. You can't predict where the ball is going to go. The other thing Ryan does super well is, you know, and people were talking about this too. I mean, he is volleying the ball very much out front. He's all the way out here with his counters and his volleys. And since he's volleying the ball out in front so far, he's almost never, ever missing the ball long, deep, that is, with his volleys. And they're never really going up. They're all going down. And one thing you'll want to consider here is the more in front that you actually make contact with that ball, the smaller your swing is. And the more likely it is to go down because of the angle of a paddle. If you're here, close to your body, it's more likely to go up. If you're more in front like this, right, the more likely it is to go down. You don't even really have to try to volley the ball down that much. If you're just trying to contact the ball as in front as possible, it will go down. And it is much better to miss a volley in the net than it is to miss it long, in my opinion, because that at least shows you're trying to do the right thing. Of course, you're going to miss some volleys. That's just how it works. Ben Johns misses volleys. But if you ask me, you know, what's a miss that shows that I'm doing the right thing, you know, a miss that I don't get upset about, it's like, okay, well, that's in the budget. At least I'm trying to do the right thing. If I miss a volley in the net, I'm okay with it. If I miss a volley, you know, 30 feet long, that means I was late. I might have overswung. I tried to do too much. That's a problem. That's not a good habit. And I don't think Ryan missed a volley long all weekend. He was, you know, he missed a couple in the net, sure, but everything was super compact, super in front, and very loose. And also, the more in front you are with your volley, right, the smaller your swing is. Can't stress this enough. If you're back here and you try to volley here, that's a bigger swing than if you're just right in front, swing is smaller. The smaller the swing, right, the less that is actually happening. That's two things there. That means that your hands will literally be faster because the swing is smaller, so there's less distance to travel. There's less things that actually have to happen. And also, since the swing is smaller, there are less things that can go wrong throughout the entirety of that swing. So since there are less things that can go wrong, you can imagine you'll probably be more consistent. You know, it's, you could think about it this way. What would be a more consistent basketball shooting motion? One that is like from all the way down here and here, or just how they teach it, right? The smaller the motion, generally, the more consistent it is, because the less things are, the less moving parts and moving pieces. So that's another reason why Ryan was volleying so well. And yeah, it was a big deal. Everybody was talking about how well Ryan was volleying the ball and how much, I guess I would say also, they were talking about how much power he had on his volleys. And that's another thing to think about here. So Ryan, he was volleying with a ton of power. And that's not necessarily what we're trying to get here. And I asked Ryan, I'm like, are you trying to hit these volleys so hard? He's like, no, no. All right, so guys, James Ignatowicz here. I'm here to tell you about Selkirk's newest creation, the Vanguard Pro. It's got vibration, absorption, thermoform. It's got four layers of 12K raw carbon, and I've tried it. It's an awesome paddle. Selkirk's always coming out with the best new stuff, and I've always tried every single new paddle that they've come out with. That's just because I'm addicted to trying new stuff, and Selkirk's always, you know, surprising me with new great paddles. So if you're anything like me, or if you just want to use a great paddle that's got great vibration, absorption, extra power, it had great spin and great control, felt like it had pretty much everything I wanted. Make sure to try it. Vanguard Pro, awesome paddle, give it a shot. You know, and I think the pros would agree that you don't really want to try so hard to just muscle and hit the ball super hard, because that's not actually the most sustainable way to do it. When balls are coming fast, you don't have time to try to hit a big, you know, big swing and so try to hit it hard, so to speak. You know, the main thing is getting it down and making it. And then if power just so happens to be there, it's there. And that should be a lot coming from me, because I hit the, you know, I hit the volleys very hard. But I'm not trying to. I'm trying to keep a small swing. And then the power comes from the looseness. And it also comes from actually leaning in a little bit when I make contact with the ball sometimes. So Ryan also does that with his chest. Sometimes when he's volleying, he will actually lean into it. And you'll never, ever see him lean back when he hits a volley. That's another thing. So you want your body momentum going forward when you hit these balls. If you're leaning back, right, or if you're jumping up like this, you can do it if you have to, right? If somebody speeds it up here and you didn't leave it, you know, if you have to jump and you have to lean back, that's okay. But if you make a habit of leaning back on every single volley, you're not hitting it as hard as you could be hitting it. You know, you're definitely leaving power on the table if most of your body weight is going this way when you're trying to hit the ball this way. I think we can all agree with that. So last thing here, I think what Ryan does better than almost anybody is he has a wide athletic base when he's hitting the volleys. And if I would say this, you know, maybe go watch the matches, because if you know, and there's going to be some footage too. We took some videos of Ryan volleying. It'll be on Jay Dugatovich Coaching. If you want to watch the MLP Premier League matches that he played in, it was DC Pickleball versus the Fives, where he beat Zane Navratil and William Howells. In another match against, I think he played the Arizona Drive. You'll watch, his technique is picture perfect. And another thing that he does so well is his base is wide. His base is wide and athletic. And I think a wider base does a couple things for you. It makes sure that you're on balance and it also makes you a little lower. And I think that the lower you are, just in general, the easier it is to track the ball. And I also think, for whatever reason, I found that when I'm lower, it's just more comfortable for me to be out in front with my hands. If I'm standing up straight, I feel kind of like I'm here. If I'm lower and wider, it feels more comfortable to be right out here out front. And that's where I like to have my ready position. Not fully straight with my arm. I'm not doing this, but I'm pretty comfortably out in front, so that when I'm here, I can just kind of punch it forward. So having a wide base is super important. If you're standing up straight, the other issue with that is, it's not the initial counter, but it's the follow-up and the follow-up to that counter. As the hands battle continues, if your feet are this close to each other, you're going to be swaying like this, because you can be sure that the ball is not going to come directly in, you know, right to your chest every single time, right? Let's say you're standing up straight, you're ready for a counter, speed up to the chest, and that's okay. But then the next one is, you know, a firefight is called a firefight for a reason. It's just a, you know, it's everything's all over the place. It's not a structured dinking rally. You don't know where the next ball is going to go. You're kind of just ready and then anticipating it. So a wide athletic base, being ready to make a quick move to the left or to the right without having to bend over like this, can go a long way. So having a wide base is super important. I think that's, you know, the same reason why, for example, a soccer goalie doesn't stand up straight when they're trying to be ready for a penalty kick, right? Or whatever it is. You know, standing up straight is almost never the answer when a ball or something that you have to react to is going here or here, and you don't know which one it is. So I hope that could help. I hope that makes sense. Maybe if you ever played basketball, you would also know that when you're defending somebody, you know, on the perimeter, you're not just standing up straight. You have a wide athletic base, and I don't think that a firefight in pickleball is any different from that. It's fast, and it can go either here or here. So have a wide athletic base and see where that takes you. So those are the main things there. Just a quick shout out to the team. Want to shout out, firstly, Kyle McKenzie, such a good coach. Definitely check out Kyle McKenzie. He's got an Instagram, I believe. He's the guy that teaches a lot of Tyson's clinics, and he is the coach of DC pickleball team. I love to coach, and I also will tell you this, I love to listen to Kyle coach. Kyle is one of the best coaches I've ever been around. One thing that he does exceptionally well, and I think that a lot of people can, a lot of coaches can learn from this, is he doesn't really over-explain things, and he doesn't over-explain the technical aspect of stuff during matches. He keeps it super simple, and I think that's something that we should all try to implement. You know, when there's a time and place for going into strategy and going into, you know, long discussions about, hey, you need to focus on this, you need to focus on this, and try to do this with your paddle, but when a match starts, it's not going to be something where you want to do much more than just kind of focus on instincts and maybe one or two basic things. You know, Kyle will say to me, hey, we're going to try to, you know, return to this guy, put a lot of dinks, you know, maybe to this guy's left foot or this guy's right foot, and just play your game. And, you know, I think one of the mistakes is coaches feel like they really want to add value. You know, they really feel like they want to make a difference. But at the end of the day, it's the players who are going to be the ones playing and determining the outcome of the game. And I think the way to make a player play their best in any given match is just give them very basic guidelines, one, two, or maybe three things to follow, and then just build their confidence. And that's, because you're not going to make a player better, you know, during the course of a match, right? You go out there, you play, and you are who you are, and you have a couple of basic things that you want to focus on. And I think that's something that Kyle does super well, and that's something I'm super appreciative of. I know the whole team is. And that's I think having a coach, some MLP teams don't have coaches, and some MLP teams have coaches who, I don't know. I'm not going to say anything bad about other coaches. I'm just going to say Kyle's awesome. Super appreciative of him. And obviously Al Tylus, the owner of the team, is the best. Just so many things you can say about that guy. We have another guy, Josh Garvin, who's amazing. Adam, the whole organization is so great. And I just couldn't be happier to be a part of it. So that's where we're at. If you're interested in MLP, we are in the playoffs. Actually, the playoffs are pretty soon, this upcoming week. And I would just say to check it out, because we are going to be a team to be definitely a force to be reckoned with. And I would say that watching Major League Pickleball, if you haven't watched it yet, it might be more fun to watch than the PPA for some people. It's a different type of scoring. It's rally scoring. So check it out. And that's really all that we have for this episode. I wish I had more to tell you. Make sure to check out our Instagram, James Edwards Coaching. We're doing 2 tips a day every day. And that's a lot of tips, and they're all free. So that's all we got. Thanks for watching, guys.